This podcast is very not safe for work. This episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction was originally published on the Nerdy Show Network.
Through my head.
Oh, thanks, Scout. Scout says, oh, wait, it's a phone app? I thought you were talking about a giant exercise machine that goes, Oni-chan.
I'd pay money for that. I would pay money for a giant machine that yells Oni-chan.
So, are you sure that's not already an anime?
No. Now the chat is talking about various exercise machines that state Japanese memes. A bench press that says Senpai, a giant elliptical that yells Mudda Mudda.
Senpai! Senpai!
Worst!
Ye
the
old...
intro?
No.
Yeah, load up that intro.
No intro.
We need that warsh.
Intro.
We need the warsh.
There is no intro. You know this by now. We're already broadcasting. We're already live. There's no intro. You don't pay for a live intro. Also, we got
I
one guest.
For that live intro.
We got one guest. One out of two. One out of two.
Hey, one out of two ain't bad.
There we go.
All right, this is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Joining me tonight are David, Logan, Sean, Val, and our guest is Robots Fighting Ninjas, or...
Dinosaurs fighting zombies.
Learn to read, Steve-O. It's all the show is, reading.
Whatever two decks you've made in your game of Smash Up, whatever your decks are. Sam, I haven't talked to you in, like, 10 years. How have you been?
Probably. I've been really good. Really, really good. How have you been?
I've been all right, all things considered.
Good. Very good.
David, where are you?
I think he went there to get a drink.
5 minutes ago.
As you all know, the show is currently on the Nerdy Show Network. Check them out at nerdyshow.com. Also check us out at fnf.nighthorsemedia.com. Mind the dust. Our website is still in construction. It's coming along. But
can we get one of those little stick figures digging?
Oh, the shovely man? Stickly shovely man.
Shovely man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of those caution minute work spinning gifts.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I was also reminded because he did a video on this. LGR did a video on Bonzi Buddy last week.
I saw that come up in my YouTube suggested things, and
I've never actually installed Bonzi Buddy, but I had to uninstall it for a number of neighborhood computers from parents who had installed it.
Oh, don't worry. I ruined my parents' computer with Bonzi Buddy. And then I was like, I had so much fun with Bonzi Buddy that I searched on AOL
for other
desktop buddy programs that could play games with you. And
Did you accidentally install Virtual Desktop Stripper?
I think I, well...
Oh my goodness.
I don't know that strong accident is the right word.
Yeah. Accidentally is a strong word to use.
My brother actually installed it at some point.
Virtual Desktop Stripper, really?
Yes.
Oh no.
I think we had
a cat and a dog also.
So a cat, a dog, and a very scantily clad French-Canadian woman offering poutine and maple syrup.
Sure.
Yacobo
I can't
champ.
Think of anything sexier than that. In my formative years, there were at least two that I can remember. Yeah, yes. When I was in the womb before I was birthed out into an area where I had access to internet for more than 2 hours a day and didn't get kicked off whenever anyone wanted to use the phone. I had a buddy that was like. It was like a cute anime girl that I got because it was just a cute anime girl, and then when you left her alone, she just started taking her clothes off, and I was like, how do I get rid of this? And that's when I realized that I had made
a horrible mistake. Well, anyways, we should probably get to the story we're supposed to be reading tonight, shouldn't we?
Oh, should we? Do we have to?
Well, yeah. You're a fan of the Koopalings, aren't you?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Well, look, you signed up.
I did. I read the release form. I did sign the release form, so I can't pretend to be...
We're going to continue reading Two Hearts Are Better Than One. We're at page 3. This is by Etchfeather. And first up tonight is going to be Sean being refereed by Val.
All right, let me put my food away.
Pack away all them pizzones.
Are you sure? Absolutely. Good. Then how about we finish our food and go play some Coop Assassin's Creed?
Oh, no, it's
terrible.
Coop. They didn't even try with the pun.
Coop Assassin.
Oh, no. Shit.
Yeah.
It is Coop Assassins.
Them Assassin right, so Koopas wearing them provocative tops.
Jesus
am I
Christ.
To believe that we live in a world where the fucking Koopas have like their own themed like just merchandise? Is that what's going on?
Are you
going
to come up with a whole bunch of Koopa puns?
I thought about it, but I don't have any coupons.
Wow.
Got
the dome there. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I work here.
Sure. That sounds awesome. The two Koopalings got up, left their dishes where they were, and walked up the stairs to the game room, which Roy was usually in. Luckily, Roy always ate a lot at breakfast, so Lemmy and Iggy had time to play. Lemmy and Iggy had two time to play. Back down in the kitchen, Ludwig was talking to Bowser. So, son, can I cook or what?
All right, I'm going to go back on something. We had a meeting earlier today talking about, after we start our Patreon, if we, for some reason, get more than 17 cents, what the money is going to go towards. And the first $4.72 is going to go to a can of WD-40 for Sean's goddamn squeaky chair.
Do they even have WD-40 in Canada?
David,
I was going to say, are you sure it's just not a can of poutine gravy?
David, it's WD-40A.
Oh my
wow.
God, Steve, wow.
Leave.
Wow, really pushing the boundaries of humor.
Well, I mean, it's better than pushing the boundaries of my wife.
The envelope has been... the envelope is pushed so far beyond the bar that I don't even know how we're going to continue to top this.
Would you say it's
The Winter Olympics. Show some damn respect for our neighbors to the north.
And south. And east and west. But I will...
right, because our current administration doesn't seem to want to do that.
Please continue, Sean.
Oh, where was I? Well, considering that pancakes are very easy to make, not really. Ludwig laughed as he gobbled down another bite. Well then, maybe you can make your whole family supper sometime and see how good you are. Ha, sure, Dad. How about same time next week? Ludwig mocked. Sure, and we can even switch chairs that day. Is it the sex chairs?
Not everything has to come back to Sonic and the Search for Love. This is not all roads lead to Rome.
Oh, really?
Sonic and the Search for Chairs. Remember, chairs were a big plot point in, like, chapter 14 of Sonic and the Search for Love.
It was chapter 3.
Whatever. Yeah. It's all the fucking same.
It did repeat itself quite a lot, so yeah.
Exactly. It quite literally was all the fucking same.
Ludwig laughed as he picked his plate and left the table. He always got... He always got to have little chats with his dad when they family ate together.
Good catch.
He was the only one that did sports in the family, and that's the only thing King Koopa was proud of.
Yeah.
He was a classic stereotype for a dad. My dad didn't love me too much.
Oh, let's... David, don't bring me down. We're only 10 minutes into the episode.
I don't know. I think we should talk about how our dads never really loved us.
My dad loved me. He just didn't know how to show it.
Well, I was going to say that, but I feel bad now because you both said it at the same time and I
hesitated.
Well,
Logan and Maya's dads are dead, so I mean...
Yeah, you should go to Arby's. Get yourself a beef and cheddar.
Get yourself some of them curly fries.
It's good for your hair.
Yeah, it's very exfoliating on my skin, too.
Exactly. It's got necessary roughage. Your skin
the sticky stuff
please,
just
please
zaps
continue
the
reading.
Gunk right out.
Sometimes you just got to cry your dick out.
He was also the last Koopalings to leave the table. And as he walked by the windows in the castle, he could see Roy and Morton out playing basketball, which is capitalized for some reason.
Yeah. Well, basketball is a proper
sport.
No,
it's the basketball. It's the basketball. The
it's
one.
The eighth Koopaling, or however many there are.
Yeah, they're playing
basketball, the lost ninth Koopaling.
Yeah.
Mario's just sitting there, he's like, I don't think I remember fighting that one, and he's just sitting there.
Yo, fucking... you don't even talk to me if you didn't get the secret ninth castle in Super Mario World and fought basketball.
I imagine he looks like one of the Monstars from Space Jam.
Yeah.
I'm imagining him as Space Dwarf from Barkley Shut Up and Jam.
Oh god, what a great game.
And Wendy working on her tan.
Ludwig made it to his room, where he sat down in front of his piano and started to work on a new piece that he called
Cuplite Sonata.
No, it's I'm trying to requiem for Koopa.
Yep.
Knock, knock. Hey, Ludwig, can I come in? Of course, Larry. Ludwig responded with happiness.
That's not a very good joke.
Larry opened the door to his brother's room and walked over to where Ludwig was still sitting down and playing music. Working on something new, Ludwig? Yes, actually, but this is all I have so far. Ludwig started playing on the piano.
It's 2 notes long.
So it's just da-da.
Yep, that's it.
That was pretty good so far.
I was thinking of adding another note or two.
But I just don't know where to take it from here.
Actually, no, I actually think I'm done.
An amazing chorus of sounds emerged from the instrument and rang throughout the room. Ludwig's room is soundproofed, you see, making it impossible for anyone else in the castle besides him to hear his creations.
Or his screams.
Really important notation there. I'm so glad they added that little sentence, because I wasn't really completely picturing Ludwig's room, and now that I know that it's got that weird eggshell-like stuff.
Well, I wonder, is it difficult to remove semen stains from soundproofing foam?
Yes, it is.
Anything from foam, yes.
I mean, I assume you just have to tear that down and, like...
Steve, it's hard to get semen stains out of normal materials.
Or maybe just coat the whole thing in semen. Maybe semen is a good
just
soundproofing
paint it white.
Material.
No way. That would ruin...
Let the screams of your potentially unborn children soften the sounds of the music you're making.
Jesus Christ. That is about the most horrifying sentence I think I've ever heard spoken.
Well, you obviously haven't listened to the show much then.
No, I have. And that was up there.
Wow, that was amazing, Ludwig. You had to teach me how to play like you one day. Heh, thanks, Larry. Ludwig showed his appreciation as he blushed. But I don't think you could learn to play the piano that well. You need to be able to stretch your fingers pretty far. Like this? Larry tried to stretch his fingers
as he's
as
making
far
the
he
shocker
could.
Fingers. Yep.
Like this is where the turn is.
Oh, your fingers
stretch his fingers up inside of him.
Your fingers are so supple and scaly, Ludwig.
Oh man.
Oh. They both laughed.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the two of them laughing.
Yeah. They all of the coupling sound like Pee-wee Herman.
Maybe I'll just stick with the guitar. That's what I'm awesome at. No end quote. Oh my god, he's starting to left-hand type. Oh god. Yeah, I've heard you play some pretty crazy songs, bro. But if you don't mind, I kind of need to work on this piece. No end quote once again.
Yep.
Okay, but I actually came here to ask you something, Ludwig softly said. What is it?
Really? Really?
Larry?
Oh god damn it.
I am correcting him, please. Thank you.
Larry softly said, "What is it? Well, have you noticed lately that Iggy and Lemmy are kind of spread apart?"
What does that mean?
I was jam. Like, one of them went on vacation?
No.
Like, spreading apart
is
in
their legs.
They're
standing in the hallway spreading their cheeks.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Gotta spread them cheeks.
It's like a sex thing. Mm. Right.
It's like a sex thing, yeah.
A bunch
Why
of
wouldn't
press,
it be a sex thing?
A bunch Steve of pressed hams yes. instead of steamed hams.
Now that you mention it, yeah, actually, I have noticed.
It's y'all.
Not it. Y'all.
Dave, in honor of my dog, can you do an edit of Steamed Hams where they only talk in dog barks?
Oh, God.
Steamed hams, but it's just dogs?
Yes.
Yep.
Ludwig played a wonderful
Okay, no, he actually is cutting out again.
Yep, you're cutting out.
Hell.
It's
I'm
fine.
So sorry.
It's okay. We'll reschedule you. You can still... You can hang out, but...
Okay. I'm so sorry.
You downloading porn in the background?
Getting all those desktop...
Sick desktop buddies?
Those Street desktop games. Buddies. Yeah.
Nope. Next time...
David, stop it.
Christ.
Let me see who is next on the list. Next is going to be Val being refereed by David, so I guess we'll start again at the beginning of the page. We'll still keep this in.
Well, I tried talking to Iggy the other day, but he didn't say anything, so I was wondering if you could talk to Lemmy and try to get him to crack.
And what makes you think I'll get him to talk? Or ill?
Yeah.
Bork, bork, bork. Hi, Danny.
Yeah. Bork, bork. And what makes you think ill? Get him to talk, Ludwig asked.
Well, for one, you're a bit smarter than I am, which I assume makes you more persuasive, am I right? Ha! Fine, Larry. I'll talk to him, but let me finish a bit more of this piece first. Okay. Do you mind if I just lay on your bed and listen? I promise I won't bother you. Sure, just try to keep quiet. I will. Thanks, Ludwig. No problem. Ludwig played a wonderful combination of notes on the piano. Some that were soft and deep, others that were loud and frantic. But by the end of his piece, it was amazingly soft and slow, which made Larry kind of tired. He wasn't sure if he could stay awake while listening to the music. So Larry, what did you think? Ludwig asked, finally done his piece and slightly out of breath. It was awesome, Ludwig, but I think I'm gonna go take a nap in the game room. The ending kind of made me tired, but not in a bad way.
Then I'm gonna go game in the nap room because I'm a rebel.
Dun dun dun. Yeah, I get it, Larry. I still have a bit of work to do, so I'll see you later. Okay, Ludwig, see ya. Larry walked out the door and down the hall to the game room, where he could hear Lemmy and Iggy playing a game. He walked into the room, not bothering to say hi. He just lied down on the couch and watched. Come on, Iggy! Get that guy! I'm trying, Lemmy! I'm trying! Iggy's character leaped from building to building and jumped onto a pile of hay below. He waited there, and as his target walked by, SLICE! The character pulled out a blade and stabbed into the chest and quickly dashed up a building to safety, where he avoided being caught.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
The burp was not in the story. Take it.
Haha, wow, Iggy. You sure got good at this game. Thanks, Lemmy. Oh, hi, Larry. We didn't even notice you walking.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Yes.
It was two, as in T-O, late to say hi. Larry was already fast asleep, still with Ludwig's symphony in his head. It was a requiem! No, a
requiem.
Requiem. It was a requiem,
to
not
life,
a symphony.
To life, requiem.
Yeah, it wasn't a
lots
symphony.
Lots of Jewish things happening here. to life, requiem.
Well, I guess we should let him have some quiet. How about we go play a board game? Let me ask, as the two brothers left the room and started walking down the hall. More like a board game. How can you like playing those?
God. Just really, he really did it. He fucking cracked the joke code, guys.
Hooray. Yep. He's almost as funny as me most of the time.
Not sure. I just find it fun. Lemmy laughed. So you're so old-fashioned, bro. Iggy laughed with him. Maybe you're just new-fashioned? I just like games that move. That's all. Bam! Iggy hit something hard as a wall. Only it wasn't a wall. It was Roy.
Hey, Four Eyes, watch where you're going!
Roy looked down on his younger sibling.
I feel like this is a rejected episode of the, was it, Muppet Babies?
Maybe.
They rejected it because nothing literally happened in it. Next up is Logan.
Just let it build.
It's page 5. I have been conditioned to be suspicious if we don't get smut within the first 3 paragraphs.
Quick scan the next page. The word dick is in there somewhere. So,
are they talking about Richard Nixon?
They could be easily talking about Tricky Nixon.
Yes.
They could be talking about the Tricky
Or
boy.
Richard Gere as well. Or, who's the dude Deckard that does the King. Exercising?
Richard Simmons.
Yes.
Billy Blanks.
Dick Simmons?
Yes. Dick. Good old Dick Simmons.
His name is Fit Dick Simmons.
You know what? Major props to that. Would potentially make out with him out of respect. Next up,
you would make out with a fit dick.
I would make out with John Waters out of respect. Dude made pink flamingos.
All of his fucking dick has to be fucking 6-pack abs on that dick.
Oh, that's right disturbing.
On the undersigned.
That's
next
scaly.
To the vein,
oh, God.
Gotta be a goddamn 6-pack of fucking dick packs right there.
Fuck, 6-pack dick pack. There's the episode title. All right, next up is Logan being refereed by me.
How about you watch where you're going, fatso? Lemmy shouted out, and for the first time, stood up to Roy. Oh, so now the little pipsqueak wants a piece of me. Huh? Roy stepped towards Lemmy and shoved him against the cold stone wall of the castle. He threw Lemmy down to the floor and walked over to Iggy and picked him up with one hand. So, twerp, are you gonna watch where you're going next time or what? Roy threatened him with his other hand in a tight fist. Lemmy had enough. He got up and kicked Roy in the leg as hard as he could. Roy yelped in pain and dropped Iggy. You little bitch! You'll regret that! Roy got up slowly, wincing from the pain, and grabbed Lemmy, pushing him against a wall.
Goo!
Why goo?
Trying to be a hero for your little boyfriend, Lemmy! Well, guess what? It's not working! Roy swung his arm back and tried to swing it forward again, but it was caught on something. Stop it, Roy! Ludwig yelled from behind him.
And of course, because...
Stop it, Roy!
Because Ludwig was deaf, he really yelled it.
Lemmy! Stop it, Roy!
I've got it. Episode title is Mr. Holland's Roypus.
Oh, that sounds grosser than it probably is.
Right?
I also don't get that joke.
There's a movie called Mr. Holland's Opus, but this is Mr. Holland's Roypus.
Yes.
Hmm.
It happened, like, in 1995, 20 years before you were born.
It did happen quite a time. It had Richard Dreyfuss in it, another dick.
Roy stopped dead and turned around, facing Ludwig. Oh, now Mr. Blue Hair is gonna save you? Roy mocked.
Wait, they have me from high school in this?
Oh yeah, I forgot. You were a Sum 41 for a time.
I was a Sum 41, then I was a Hoopastank.
Oh god.
What's a Hoopastank? Hey, at least I have hair, Baldy. Ludwig said as a comeback, feeling proud of himself. Shut up, Ludwig. Only the best Koopalings are bald, and you know it. What?
What?
So his dad is not...
Suddenly, Bowser shows up and shows him a thing or two.
Again, Koopalings. Yeah, they're the best at being assholes to everyone.
Oh, sick burn.
Grr, you know what, Ludwig? Screw you. Stop fighting these guys' battles. You're not even tough. I've never even seen you throw a punch.
Oh, thanks, Bison. Talking to Chun-Li from the movie.
Then I guess now is a better time than ever. Ludwig yelled as he wound up and connected his fist to Roy's face.
Wait.
Roy fell to his knees and swore in agony.
If this is in Super Mario World, wouldn't that be It Was Booze Day?
It was booze day!
How's that for a punch, Roy? Ludwig mocked. Fuck you, Ludwig. Go screw yourself! Roy screamed as he got up and walked to his room to practice punching his punching bag.
You know, I'm a fan of Punch Roy, but I'm a larger fan of Snake Roy.
What the fuck is that? That was weird Japanese.
No, that is literally,
games.
There was a console called the Mega Duck. It was a competitor to the Game Boy. God. And
I
that is a
you.
Commercially released game for it called Snake Roy. Also, an alternative name for the Mega Duck was the Cougar Boy.
Cougar Boy?
The Cougar
well,
Boy.
Well, I mean, if you liked attractive older women, that's on you. No kink shaming.
God, Roy is such a dick. Ludwig mumbled as he turned to Lemmy and Iggy. Are you guys okay? Guys? Roy looked around for them and found them just out of his vision, embraced in a hug. Thank you so much, Lemmy. I would have been dead. Iggy thanked his brother. It was nothing, Iggy. Lemmy broke their hug. But you should thank Ludwig. Otherwise, we'd both be in a lot of pain.
Thank him with your mouth, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Just put your mouth all over his Richard...
Just give him a little lick behind the ears.
No, put your mouth all over his Richard Nixon Gear Simmons Dreyfus.
Thanks, Ludwig. Iggy ran over to him and gave him a hug, too. Don't mention it, Iggy. Lemmy, could I talk to you for a few minutes?
No!
Sure, Ludwig. Lemmy started walking towards him. Ludwig looked at Iggy and added, alone?
No, alone.
Oh, sorry, Ludwig. Iggy said, let me get up in here.
Alone. Oh. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Oh, sorry, Ludwig. He said as he let go of his brother and continued walking down to his room. Thanks again, Ludwig. Roy seems to be getting more and more violent every day.
Also, for some reason, turning into a snake.
Snake Roy.
That's the official commercial for the Cougar Boy Snake Roy. It's just that image and Logan saying Snake Roy.
I'll get you, Mega Duck.
Is this... Are Logan's dulcet tones filleting your various orifices there, Sam?
And you, I hope it
and you can unmute yourself to say yes, they are, if you'd like. I will accept a... All right, next up is David being refereed by Sean.
Okay. Well, I guess it's his damn hormones. He is 17 after all. But you're 17 wrong, too. And you're not evil, let me laugh. Well, like me, some people learn to grow up a lot faster than Roy. Ludwig chuckled.
Wait, are you doing a musical chuckle?
Yeah. It was not very good.
No, it wasn't, but you're okay.
A valiant attempt was made.
Yeah, I mean, I tried. It was valiant. I fucking stood against the dragon that is unfunny. Lemmy and Ludwig continued walking through the castle corridors to a room that Lemmy didn't even know was there. The room was filled with very old furniture and a TV that looked ancient.
Wow, Ludwig, what's this place?
Lemmy asked, awestruck.
It's where I come when I need to be alone for a while. Nothing special about it, really. It's just a secluded place of the castle.
Part of the castle.
Oh, shit. It's just in a secluded part of the castle.
Oh, no, Jesus Christ, I read ahead. Brain bleach!
Drink!
All right, I'll drink.
No, I'm drinking.
No, for Steve-O, because he read ahead.
No, but you can drink too, Dave.
Oh, sweet.
My brother!
My brother!
Oh, sorry.
Big brother!
That's every Japanese cartoon.
Yes. Now, then you just say Oni-chan.
Oni-chan!
So, for reals, there is an android, and they build it as this. They build it as the first Moevation game, which is burn your fat with
me. Oh, God,
me.
Are you talking about... God, I fucking hate this shit, man. Why do you have to bring this up again?
Because as you unlock various voice clips, which is one of the rewards for getting through the game and continuing to do sit-ups, one of the voice clips is literally, it's you and me together, right, Oni-chan?
Yeah, I guess.
It doesn't make me want to do sit-ups. That makes me want to break my phone.
Yeah, if I had a phone app that was making fun of me that way, I'd be very cross. Anyway, where were we? Secluded part. No one comes. Give it time.
What did you want to talk about?
Well, it's mostly about you and Iggy. Larry told me you guys have been becoming distant in the past few weeks, and he wanted to know why.
Ludwig explained.
It's complicated, Ludwig. A lot of stuff has been going on through my head lately. Through my head.
Thanks, Scout. Scout says, wait, it's a phone app? I thought you were talking about a giant exercise machine that goes Oni-chan.
I'd pay money for that. I would pay money for a giant machine that yells Oni-chan.
Are you sure that's not already an anime?
No. What I will do is I will take the Stargate toilet button and I'll change it to be for whenever you're doing like the bicep curl machine that it goes off, and I'll cover the machine in one of those anime body pillows.
Like... Ludwig asked.
Well, whenever I'm by Iggy, I feel all warm and fuzzy, and I constantly get an erection around him. And I'm scared, Ludwig.
I'm scared of my erection. I'm apparently Steve-O, as insinuated by Logan.
Yeah, no, you're scared of your erection.
Also, great.
Have you seen it? It's fucking gigantic.
Now the chat is talking about various exercise machines that state Japanese memes. A bench press that says senpai, a giant elliptical that yells muda muda.
Senpai! Senpai!
Oh, senpai.
It's muda muda.
Whatever.
Omaewa moisindu.
Mudvayne.
A perfect circle clipknot.
Anyway, he's constantly getting an erection around him, and I'm scared, Ludwig.
Scared of what?
That if I hang around Iggy much longer, something might happen. And besides, I'm straight. How does that even work?
Well, Lemmy, maybe you aren't straight. Maybe you just think you are.
What? But I can't be gay. What will everyone say?
Does it really matter?
Ludwig kept answering him in questions. Keep his younger brother talking.
Nothing really matters. Nothing.
I thought I was supposed to like girls. Or at the very least, weird turtle creatures. And he's my own brother. This can't be right. It has to be a mistake. I can't be in love with Iggy.
Lemmy screamed in peered denial. He was crying and yelling at the same time, as if he had been shot in the heart.
And you're to blame.
I'm sorry, Lemmy, but it's who you are. You can't run from it.
Ludwig was crying into his own boner.
Ludwig sobbed, heartbroken by seeing his happy, cheerful younger brother so depressed.
But, what if he's not gay? Even if he is, and now he'll love me, like...
No, it's not...
Can we get another take of that?
It's not heel, it's hell.
Oh, sorry.
But what if he's not gay? And even if he is, I doubt hell will love me like I love him.
Lemmy's tears stopped flowing.
Well, guess you have to find out, Lemmy.
You mean, tell him?
Lemmy gasped.
Yes, Lemmy, you have to tell Iggy the truth. But remember, no matter what happens, Iggy will still love you for a brother.
Even if he doesn't love you physically with his penis.
Okay, Ludwig, but what do I say?
Symbol, just tell him what you told me.
Then I guess I should go tell him right now, hey?
You know, I never thought about it then, but that's probably one of the few porn scenes I haven't seen, is somebody who's giving a blowjob swallows and then coughs it up and it comes out their nose.
Yeah.
Why did that come up?
Because of David sniffling.
We're having a sweet, soul-bearing moment where someone is confused and wants to know how to go through life, and you're like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if came out of a nose?
David, I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Don't understand what I mean?
I don't.
You soon will.
Well, you soon will.
Well, I'm the kind of guy who wears my mind on my sleeve. Logan, where's your shirt?
I'm taking off my shirt. It's been
1 week since you looked at me. Chicken of China, the Chinese chicken.
All right, you got one more paragraph.
Yes, Lemmy, tell him.
Ludwig nodded as Lemmy stood up, nodded back at him, and slowly left the room with only one thing on his mind.
Only one thing set on his mind.
And Sean...
It was only one thing set on his mind, to tell Iggy.
All right, next up is me being refereed by Logan.
Hold up now, what you hoodwink? Stop, think. Since you're looking like Aquaman.
Something
did
about
you just
Spider-Man.
Say I smell like Aquaman?
Yes, you smell like
Aquaman. You wish
like
you
Aquaman.
Smell like an ocean and like seaweed
and fish.
And everything. Fish. You wish you smelled like the ocean and everything that is in the ocean.
Lemmy started out walking, but then he broke into a run.
Oh, Jesus, it's Richard Nixon.
No, it's Tricky Dick.
Yes. So that none of his other siblings could see his eyes. Now bloodshot from his tears. Lemmy got to his room.
A little too much boss nass there.
Yeah.
Lemmy.
Having too much fun with
Ooh, Lemmy. Lemmy tell you something, Steve.
Took a deep breath and opening the door to see his twin lying face down on the bed, now wet with tears.
Boo-hoo.
Lemmy. Iggy pulled his head from his pillow and looked up at his twin. Have you been crying?
I think it's pretty obvious I am. Why don't you ever notice how sensitive I am?
So I, out of the corner of my eye, I see the chat move up a lot, and there's a picture, and I look over, and the first two words I see are Dick Trickle.
He's my favorite comic hero.
He's an American.
That's right.
He was
Dick
an American
Trickle.
Race car driver.
Gotta go fast.
I could ask you the same thing, Lemmy replied. Yeah, but it's cause, well... I'm scared you don't like me anymore. Iggy sobbed. Iggy, it's much more than that. What do you mean, Lemmy? Are you enjoying this story, little buddy?
I mean, yeah, it's okay. I feel like there's really good characterization in this story.
Yeah, it's better than our norm. All right.
Yeah, where it's just like, hey, man.
I'm just waiting for the hot sex.
I'm going to put like, Tricky Dick away until there's Tricky Dick sex to read.
Like, it's nice to see, like, actual working through emotions and growth as characters. Yeah. I mean, sure, it's disgusting lizard people, but they deserve to have good sex, too.
David,
if you're not allowed to shame disgusting lizard people.
No, Logan, other direction. David, if you run for office, that should be your platform slogan.
I'm a disgusting lizard person.
No, I mean, no, I mean, mean, they're disgusting lizard people, but they deserve to have love and sex too.
No, I'm just running on the I am a disgusting lizard person. I want to bring in the conspiracy nut vote.
Okay.
Florida man runs for office.
All right, Dick is going away until I get to read the sexy stuff. Let me
put it out. It's so big and vain and bulbous.
Vain and bulbous.
And hellacious and lizardy.
No, you don't have a lizard cock. You have a good human cock.
A good human cock.
No, what? Not a human cock.
That's what he said.
Human. Lemmy hopped onto the bed right in front of Iggy and looked deep into his eyes. Iggy, I have to tell you something. Yeah, Lemmy?
Yeah?
Yeah?
What is it? Tell me.
Let me take a deep breath. I'm in love with you.
Oh, Jesus. It sounds like a love confession meant towards Danny DeVito.
You're my twin brother, but I'm in love with you.
Tiny twin man, I must have you.
It takes all of Danny DeVito, not just his penis, but his entire body, and shoves it in his rectum. Danny just pops out going, it's pretty comfortable in here.
Oh, God. Hey, did you notice how pretty comfortable it is here? I'm Danny DeVito.
Lemmy got that one sentence out of his throat, and his whole body felt better instantly. His tears stopped, and the lump in his chest was starting to disappear. Oh, so it's better
but
than chemo.
But the lump in his pants, on the other hand.
Mm.
Hmm. You made a chemo joke?
I did make a chemo joke. You're welcome.
Hmm.
I don't know. All right. So
I don't know that I approve of that.
They were talking about a lump in his chest. Okay?
Yeah, you don't have to have chemo to get rid of a lump in your chest. You can
get surgery to remove lumps.
Okay. All right. Well.
Yeah, you big loon.
Thank you for the PSA, Logan.
Looking very foolish tonight.
The more you know.
I am a man who is able to admit when they don't know something. And you, sir, I do not know.
Nobody knows what it's like to be the sad man.
To be the
Logan. I have one ball.
Oh, come on, man. You didn't have to say it like that.
All right, what would you rather the lyrics be, Logan?
Logan,
I'm sure I've asked you this question, but did they put like a spacer in there or something?
No. It just like, you know, it sort of like just shrinks in.
Oh, okay.
So it's concave.
Your testicle was so powerful that it had its own gravitational pull and it's collapsed into a singularity.
Yeah, it's like a singularity there.
But wait,
oh, okay, cool.
If it's concave in there, like, is there a climbing rating similar
to... It's not concave, it's like flat.
Okay. All right, so like, climbing it, like if it were an indoor climbing arena, what scale would it be?
HO.
What do they call just a straight up?
Perfect it'd be grade. Like a 5.7 or 5.8?
No, there's no holds on it.
There's no holds. So that would be like that would be X scale.
Unless like you count the hair.
But you have the wrinkles though.
You have wrinkles you can
hold. Oh no, it's like it's not wrinkly. It's like flat.
Is it like Saitama's head but with like little sprouting hairs?
Yeah.
Well, you're not supposed to picture your junk in chat. I mean, come on.
You know what? We took this joke in a bad direction, but it came out all right.
Much like Logan after having chemo.
We tried. We got away from it. All right. You mean like
love? Tune in for our new podcast, Naked Opinions.
You mean like love, not just how siblings love each other, Iggy sniffed. Yes, Iggy, I'm sorry. Lemmy was about to get up, but Iggy grabbed his arm and pulled him into a hug.
Lemmy, I love you too.
He's like, this isn't finally.
The thing is, I think sex is happening, so I'm going to give Nixon the emotion before the sex happens. Also, I read ahead. I'll drink again.
Not that.
Drink your drinky.
What? Let me gasp in shock. Every time I was depressed, I was thinking about how strangely I felt about you. And it wasn't until you stood up for me, David, that I realized I loved you for more than a brother.
Wait, what? Me? Why specifically me?
And I was sad because... Let me cut him off. He leaned in towards Iggy and pressed his muzzle against his. In such a passionate kiss, it made his heart feel as if it would melt. They stayed
finally.
Up, call back to a previous story.
They stayed that way for 5 minutes.
No, it has to be five men.
Yeah, it's gotta be five men.
neither one wanting to end their dangerous showing of love.
Also, if somebody wants to be totally cool, I posted a thing in porn spam chat. Buy that for me, please.
What is it?
What is it?
David, don't make me look. I'm reading. What is it?
It's a furry porn statue.
No.
Buy it for me.
Jesus
Logan,
Christ.
You have a lot of Walgreens money. Do it.
Yeah, I got all that pharmacy Walgreens money.
Wait,
yeah,
so now that David knows I'm in a budget deficit, he immediately goes to Logan for his Walgreens money.
Hey, all I'm saying is I go where the money is, Steve.
David needs his sugar daddy.
Dave, I need my
sugar daddy, and Logan's got...
Dave, I would buy you it, but it's not good, man.
I want to strip the paint off of it and repaint it.
You are going to do that.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna do that, all dude. The things that you said you were going to do.
All right, hold up. Before you get sass over here. Plus, that first photo that they have where it's like the upsize one, that's not a very good photo. There are two blue background photos that
David,
are very
good.
David,
that's not distracting us from the point.
Fuck you. Where's
David, if you want to jerk off to it, just jerk off to it. You don't need to jerk off
onto it. No, he doesn't
want
to jerk off to it. He wants to jerk off on it. That's why.
Yeah, no, don't do that. It degrades the quality.
Yeah, like, I don't... Like, I have a lot of figures. I haven't jerked off on a single one of them because I like to keep...
You don't tribute?
Somewhat. No, I don't tribute.
David,
that's weird.
David, are you scared of your own semen? Is that why you don't ejaculate on your anime dolls?
It comes out in a weird, noxious vapor.
So you don't put them into a jar and just fill it with your own cum.
So the gas that knocked out the Street Fighters in the Street Fighter movie was actually David's semen.
No, I wasn't old enough back then, so it couldn't have been me. It must have been some other noxious fume ejaculate.
What if that's M. Bison's real superpower?
Oh, it's not psycho power, it's noxious ejaculate.
It's noxious ejaculate.
Iggy finally pulled away and said, "So, you want to do what those Koopas on the internet do?"
What?
What other Koopas?
Do they have, like, Koopcast there or something as their provider?
Hey, well, what would
AT
be...
AT and Koopa?
No, instead of X-Hamster, it's X-Koopa.
Koopa Hub.
Koopa Hub, Red Koopa...
No, it'd be it. Red Koopa is just the name of the fucking turtle.
Oh, okay.
No.
We'll find other porn websites. Also, nice log in a toilet there, Logan. Thanks.
Yeah.
Sure, but only if you want to, Iggy. Of course I do. They took off each other's shells and set them aside, leaving them only in boxers.
It's still so weird to me that they take their shells off.
I know.
It's like removing your skin.
Lemmy could see that Iggy was hard, just like him.
Dying.
Boing, dong.
It's the boing sound from Mario jumping on the spring thing. Boing, boing, boing. Boing.
It's a bo-wow.
Oh, it's bo-wow. There's two bo-wow. Different ones. This is the green
bo-wow,
thing.
Bo-wow, bo-wow.
I think David's right on this one.
Yeah,
maybe.
Fuck off.
We'll have to play through it again since I won that one.
I've never done this before, Iggy. Lemmy said as he took off his boxers, revealing his hard member. Neither have I. Iggy did the same and pulled Lemmy close to him. So I guess we should start with this, Iggy said,
as he grabbed his twin's member in his hand and slowly started going up and down.
Up and down and up and down and up and down.
That feels so... Good.
Oh no! Please stop! No, don't nick.
Yes, oh, yes, that sounds awful.
Do it! Do it!
Good, Iggy. Let me mount.
Okay.
Yes.
Then this will feel even better. Iggy said as he put the tip of Lemmy's member into his mouth. Wow! Wow!
Wow! Wow!
Tasting drops of pre-cum. It tastes pretty good, Lemmy. Yeah.
Can you say it tastes like phlebitis?
It tastes like phlebitis. Iggy continued sucking. Eventually.
Also, I just... My eyes went to the chat. No, 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 no. Nope, that took a bad turn.
eventually getting 3/4 actually written like the ratio of Remy's dick into his mouth.
All right, circling back around to Sean being refereed by Val. 3/4, at least it's not like 3, you know, U.S. quarters stacked up and insinuating he has a tiny penis.
You have got a baby penis. Yes, you've got a baby penis.
Oh, God, Iggy. I think I'm going to come.
Oh, that Lemmy, was fast.
Lemmy moaned and gasped.
Well, it's probably their first time.
I expect a little self-control. I lasted an hour during my first time. So.
Really? Yeah, was it because you couldn't figure out where to go?
No, it's because I lasted an hour, Steve. You fucking smart ass.
All right.
Is it because you couldn't figure out where to go? No, I knew where to go.
Okay.
I've watched plenty
all right.
of porn.
David, I was making heavy. I'm embarrassed about it.
So the octopus tentacle goes in this hole.
Exactly.
So his
I had three. It's not as many as you would have normally.
It was his first hentai.
It was my first hentai, yes.
Do it, Lemmy. Come on me. Lemmy did just that. He let out a small wail as he shot his sperm all over Iggy's face.
I'm sorry. I thought of the mammal.
Which Iggy wiped off with his hand.
Ew.
I wonder, Iggy said as he used Lemmy's seed as a lubricant, spreading it over his own member.
As opposed to Kurt Manlove, where they used mint chocolate chip ice cream as lubricant, I'm more okay with this.
Mm. I would prefer you have... Don't put things have sugar inside of you unless...
Well, I think you'd be more worried about getting the chocolate chips inserted somewhere
That was my thing as well.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
you're definitely going to get a yeast infection from.
Oh no! Don't talk about Rocky Road.
Wait a minute. Why can we talk about All Love and No Oven, which is like brownie batter and cookie dough?
That sounds amazing.
So, yeah. Okay, Iggy, I want you inside me.
I bet you do.
My pleasure.
He just stops and goes full lawyer. I bet you do.
Iggy laid down on the bed, his hard cock exposed. Lemmy slowly lowered himself onto it, his own cum helping it slide into him. Oh God, it feels so good!
Also,
Lemmy screamed.
On the first time? I don't know, it takes a bit to get used to it.
Yeah. Gah, yes it does, Iggy gasped. Iggy started thrusting in and out of Lemmy.
That's how it works.
I mean, yeah.
Slowly. Yeah.
Slowly.
Yeah. Slowly.
Building each other's climax. Like in Minecraft, I guess.
Oh,
I want ice cream.
Shriveling.
It's gone inside.
Oh, God. No.
Well, usually ice cream goes inside you, yes.
Oh, Iggy, go faster. It's so good. Lemmy shouted in lust. Iggy increased his speed, making him sweat more and more, and making his moans even louder.
No. It's...
Is he a turtle? Oh, yeah, he is a turtle.
He is a turtle. Oh, Iggy, keep fucking me, Lemmy gasped. I'm trying, but... Ah!
I've got stuck.
I feel funny, Lemmy. I think I'm gonna come.
Oh, and then Lemmy just came, the noxious fumes and his brother inflated and floated away.
That's everybody's fetish, man. I've
just
seen
like those pee balloons. Just like the pee balloons in Mario World.
Oh, gosh.
Me too, Iggy. Oh!
They came, in each other and did a hot air balloon competition.
Iggy and Lemmy hit climax at the same time. Well, bam. Lemmy sprayed his seed all over his brother for a second time, while Iggy came inside of his brother, his juices flowing out of his tail hole. They both moaned in delight.
How does that work? How do you?
Oh, man. First time and they get
simultaneous orgasm.
Yeah, I had to get it twice.
Seconds. All right, so if you've watched as much anime porn as me, you'll know that one of the tropes is that everybody climaxes at the same time, no matter how many people are actually involved.
Well, that's because, you know, the act of getting cum injected into you makes you cum.
Right, exactly. But
just like real life.
Oh,
right,
really?
Just like real life.
I guess I don't work normally.
Well, I mean, Steve-O, you're from have Canada, to... so...
No. Steve-O's cum's broken.
No, I would think that it's because of, like, Canadian biology. Like, there are different species up there.
You think so?
Wow.
I think so.
You've literally just called Canadians another species.
Yeah. Like, the movie Species.
Yeah, you know...
She has your kid, and then you die.
They're Homo Connecticus.
You're digging the hole...
They're from Connecticut, Logan.
You're digging the hole even deeper.
What hole?
Butthole.
The tail hole.
The tail hole.
Anyway, Sean, confirm, deny, Canadians are a different species.
Sure, why not?
They're like a polite they're a polite subset of humans. Which is really nice.
Jesus, so we're subhuman.
Jesus
no, no.
Christ.
We're a subset of humans.
Oh my god. Just subhuman. Okay. You've dug your way down to the Mariana Trench. Better to stop now.
It's Marianas. Mariana is a type of sauce.
That's my
I'm
head.
Not even sure if you're
right. I broke him. Yes, that means I win. Canadians are all nice, polite humans, or / bio androids.
Please continue.
No, it is Mariana Trench.
Oh my god! Just read.
You're wrong.
It is Marianas,
Dave.
Dude.
There's no S.
Yes, there is. It's silent.
I literally just googled it. Go fuck yourself.
You googled wrong. You googled that Trump internet.
Please read now. Help.
There's no saving you, Steve. You can't win.
They both moaned in delight. Well, Iggy, that felt so good, Lemmy gasped. I couldn't agree more.
Oh, God.
As he winced, his member now very sensitive. Lemmy got off of his brother's still hard member and laid on top of him, licking his own cum from his brother's face.
Okay.
Whatever, I don't kink.
Wow, that does taste good.
What? All right, that's just bad pillow talk.
Maybe Koopa cum does taste good.
Are you saying that Koopa cum is chocolate?
Also, I'm very proud of the new emoji we have.
I haven't seen it. What is it?
It's Laza.
Oh.
It's a flat face Laza. It's a smoosh. Yes,
well, it tastes good. Lemmy nodded as he kept licking. That tickles silly. Iggy giggled. Hey. Okay. It'll stop. But next time, you're on top. He flopped down beside Iggy and wrapped his arms around his brother, giving him a kiss on the lips.
Numb.
You're amazing, Iggy, Lemmy said. And you're wonderful, Lemmy, Iggy said as he kissed Lemmy one last time, and they fell asleep in each other's arms. They're just clipping through.
All right, last joke about it. If they did come noxious fumes, is this now the house from Up?
No. What does that have to do with anything?
That doesn't make any sense.
No. They used helium in balloons.
Helium is a noxious fume?
I love how everybody...
Steve-O, it just makes you
noxious
talk funny.
Noxious fumes is like fucking roach foggers.
Yeah.
Not helium.
Steve-O, why are you so fucking stupid? Seriously.
I just love baiting them into this discussion about how wrong I am. It's just great to hear them argue.
God, Steve, you're so wrong.
You're so
wrong. How
can
you be so wrong?
That's
the thing.
I'm married to you.
I love...
Lemmy woke up at 7 a.m. on the dot, like he always did. But something felt different today. Something felt happier. Lemmy opened his eyes that morning to see his twin's eyes a foot from his face.
His twins, the eyes were a foot? Okay.
Yeah. Yes. The eyes were on the foot. Almost like the vajankle.
Have sex with your own foot with the new vajankle technology.
Gross.
Someone would do it. They'd be like, fuck yeah, finally.
Wake up, sleepyhead, Lemmy said as he kissed Iggy's forehead, still with some of his seed on it. Hey, I'm awake, Lemmy,
Iggy added as he kissed Lemmy's neck. Lemmy giggled. Come on, Iggy. We should wash up before breakfast. Yeah.
I'd like to think that he giggles by going, tee-hee.
Tee-hee. Yeah, I wouldn't want to see Dad's face if he saw us like this.
Probably like, my boy.
The two went into the bathroom, holding each other's hand, started the shower, and waited for the hot water. I love you, Iggy, Lemmy said.
Okay, next up is Val being refereed by David.
So, that's a question. Like, between the first person you had sex with the day after and the last person you've had sex with the day after, how did y'all act together?
The first person I had sex with the day after we went out and had a very nice breakfast with mimosas. The last person I had sex with...
How did you have mimosas? You're fucking 12.
I first had sex when I was 23.
Oh, shit, I forgot. That's right, you were a super late bloomer.
It's not even a late bloomer. It happened when it happened.
I forget that you guys had no time.
And then the last person I had sex with the next day, I got up at 6 o'clock, went swimming, and then went to work.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. For me, we had a lovely date at the arcade. We went and saw Constantine, if that's any indication of when it happened.
Okay.
It was a good time. She had a thing for Keanu Reeves, which was fine. I mean,
Keanu Reeves is a pretty sexy dude.
I kind of look like him if you squint really hard, so it worked out for me.
David, you also kind of look like Richard Nixon if you squint really hard.
Fuck you! I look like Tricky Dick. Anyway, that was the... And then the one that I had sex with last time, we had fun, and I went to work the next day.
So what I'm getting is, as you get older, you go to work the next day.
Yeah, you don't have some sort of cute date the next day. You just go to work.
Yep. Anyways, go ahead, Val.
Anybody else want to share before we go?
Haven't had sex.
Oh, but Logan, you're so hot.
It's just not a thing for me, man.
That's all right. I'll buy you a vajankle.
Oh God!
What the fuck is a vajankle?
It's a foot that you has a
vagina. Oh no, thank you. I'm okay. I don't need that.
Logan prefers right. Mr. Mustache.
Yeah! He prefers Markiplier. I mean, I guess Markiplier is pretty good looking. So
yeah.
Right. I like how the only person that agreed with me was Val. Like, yeah, he's pretty good looking.
Yeah, he is. I love you too, Lemmy. Iggy pulled him into another hug before they both went in the shower to wash off. Well, guys, that was the first chapter. Didn't I warn you it would be extremely graphic? Yes.
How's that? And then I did. It was graphic?
All right.
Hold on.
Meh. Like,
first off, that chapter didn't have any graphics. It was all text. Second, fuck that noise.
I know, right?
Oh, my whiskey is starting to hit me.
Yes, and did I did, hehe. Anyhow.
Hey, tonight I'll show you why they call me Tricky Dicky.
Yep. Please review this and the second chapter. The third chapter won't be up for a while, though. Have fun and read on. Chapter 2. Ludwig's Love Symphony. Here it is. Chapter 2. Just as juicy as last time. Enjoy.
I don't really think that one was very juicy. It was more like coming of age than anything else.
Squish.
Squish. Chapter 2. Luddy. I hope Lemmy isn't heartbroken this morning, Ludwig thought to himself. Ludwig got out of his bed, put on his shell, and went towards his grand piano. He played another song, a very slow song that almost seemed saddening. Sigh. I hope I didn't cause our whole family to collapse. Ludwig left his room, and just as he did, bumped into Lemmy and Iggy, who, as he got a quick glimpse, were holding hands. Hey, well, Lemmy, it looks like he did love you back, Ludwig smiled.
Hey, Lemmy!
Crazy taxi.
Hey, are you ready to squirt some semen? Here we go!
Yeah.
All right, there's a fan fiction to write. The narrator, the announcer from Crazy Taxi having sex with the offspring.
Iggy was lost. Where was he when all this happened? What are you talking about, Ludwig? Iggy, let me explain. Ludwig went through a detailed explanation of how when he talked to Lemmy, he confessed his love for Iggy and Ludwig told him to tell Iggy. So, you actually told Lemmy to tell me? Yep,
Iggy ran up to Ludwig and gave him a big hug that made Ludwig blush. Thank you so much, Ludwig. Hey, I'm just glad everything worked out between you two. Ludwig smiled. But there's one little detail that's bugging me, Iggy mentioned. What, Iggy? Ludwig asked. Well, the only reason I got so much time with Lemmy is because you stopped asking me to help with your experiments. It's almost like you knew that we'd fall in love. Iggy chuckled as he kissed Lemmy on the side of his muzzle. Well, I certainly didn't know you two loved each other, and I have my own reasons for not asking for your help, Iggy.
English is hard sometimes.
Yeah, let me get some water. But it's complicated, so let's just say I got used to someone else being interested in what I do, Ludwig concluded. Oh, that's okay, Ludwig. I like the time with Lemmy, but right now I wouldn't mind spending some time at breakfast. How about we go eat? Iggy playfully suggested.
Still okay. Better than my night.
Oh, hush. You get to spend
I'm
it
here
with
reading
us.
I'm here reading fanfiction with you guys.
Hey, man, we're with friends. I'm going to go make a sandwich.
Hey, you're with me. And then he immediately leaves.
Haha, sure, Iggy. But I don't know what Dad and the other kids might think if they saw you two holding hands, Ludwig pointed out. Uh-oh. Good point. What?
David went away. Just keep going.
Uh-oh, good point, Lemmy added. The three started down the hall where they met up with Larry. Wow, you two seem happy today, Larry said, looking at Lemmy and Iggy. Blame Ludwig, Lemmy said playfully as he looked at his older brother and winked. The four laughed as they continued walking right down to breakfast. My mouth is getting all pasty.
Pasty? You eating paste?
Yep. That's why we don't have any left in the house for doing arts and crafts work.
You don't eat the Elmer's glue.
No, she doesn't do that.
Elmer's glue. You can only eat original paste.
No. She doesn't go for that low-level elementary school crap. She's eating Gorilla Glue.
No. Elmer's glue is actually pretty good stuff.
Oh, my God. No.
Listen, motherfucker.
The wood glue? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What is the tastiest glue?
It's definitely the wood glue. He's right. He is right. It's wood glue. Well, I'm just saying, I've gotten wood glue in my mouth before.
Yeah.
Val, go ahead.
As have I.
No, I'm done.
Val's done.
Oh, okay. Next up is Logan being refereed by me, so I should probably figure out where we are. All right, Logan.
Was that an Italian sausage in the background?
Is that like a tiny sausage?
David, you totally missed out on half your reffing because you got away from the mic, so you have to take three drinks.
I saw half my reffing.
David, get back with your tiny sausage.
She read one fucking paragraph after I walked away.
That's wrong.
No, it's true.
No.
It's not. I said, I'm going to go have a sandwich, and then she said...
I did not hear you say, I'm going to go have a sandwich.
You didn't say that.
I did.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
No, he did.
Stop the recording.
I'm going to go make a sandwich.
David, and I'm not putting it in there after editing either. David, did you think about saying, I'm going to go have a sandwich and think that counted?
No, I fucking said I'm going to go make a sandwich.
Yeah, you definitely ate the sandwich, but you didn't say anything.
Yes, I did. I said, I'm going to go make a sandwich. And then I went in there and I said, oh, shit, we don't have any fucking bread.
And then you're like, ooh, a tiny sausage.
No, I said Italian sausage. Logan
had it. I was fucking right.
Okay, Logan, go ahead.
Congratulations, Logan, you were fucking right.
I love waffles.
Especially if they're made with paste.
Or blue.
Lemmy said as he gobbled down one.
One down.
More than you love me.
Gobbled one down.
Gobbled one down.
All right, so just because you've had sex with somebody doesn't mean you should say you love them right off the bat.
No, but, I mean...
Usually you say that before you have sex.
It's okay to say that you love someone before you have sex.
It's true, but, like, right after, it's
But what's not okay?
I really enjoyed having sex with you. 8 out of 10.
It was really fun.
It was so good. You made me blow my load in you real hard. The insides of your colon are just white.
Absolutely painted. Give him a high colonic with that cum.
Oh, no.
High cumlonic?
Yeah, high cumlonic. There we go.
On,
we made it to the joke. We made it to the prime joke.
joke.
More than you love me.
You just sound like an off-brand Sonor card gauge.
No. That was like a really, really, really drunk Homer Simpson.
I'm trying to remember what Mushmouth Stallone sounded like.
No, we don't want to remember what Mushmouth Stallone sounded like because we couldn't understand a word he was saying. We had to get an official translator in here for him.
I don't know. I listened to it. That shit was funny.
Funny, but also completely unintelligent. You know what? Just go for regular Stallone and see what happens as you make mistakes.
Why, you love me? Iggy asked, playfully cheesy. You love me. I like that truck.
Yeah,
I was teasing on them weights.
Not playfully teasing, painfully teething.
I got a painfully teeth.
Yeah, I'm working on getting my molars in.
Yeah, man, the molars are pretty tough. They want to fight.
They both laughed. Come on, Iggy. Not during breakfast. Larry might hear you. Lemmy said as they both turned to Larry.
The fuck do they care about Larry for? His name's Larry.
He was also a cable guy.
I'm like,
get R done, Steve.
Get R done.
That is R done.
I'm right here. What? Larry had perking up his head.
What?
Logan?
Can you enunciate a bit more?
That's the idea. Is that it's completely unintelligible. That's exactly right.
Fucking Prolo sick.
Oh, nothing, Larry. It was just a joke. Let me answer it as the twins started laughing again.
Okay, so here's your challenge. Read it like Samwise Gamgee, always excited about potatoes.
Mr. Frodo, we can have potatoes right now, Mr. Frodo.
You know. Yeah, I think that's what he sounds like.
Yes.
Frodo.
Hey, Iggy, I'm stuffed. How about we go for a walk? Let me suggest...
phonetically, it is correct.
That's not how you pronounce that word. Phonetically, yes, it is suggested.
Mm-hmm. Ha. Okay, Lemmy. Iggy responded.
Well, you just dropped the whole...
No, I don't... Samwise Gamgee's not very fun.
I enjoyed it, but you do you,
well,
man.
You'd be the only one.
Got him. And started walking out the door. As Larry watched them, he could have sworn that at the last moment, he saw them holding hands.
Hmm, that's strange, Larry thought as he got up from the table, noticing them holding hands.
I fucked that up. Noticing he was the last one left. What the fuck was that?
I'm a monster truck.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do.
Wow! Longer than Ludwig did!
Jesus Christ, my ears. All right, can you do that again at least 70 decibels lower?
Can you do it again?
Muppet Val only has how you said one volume.
Muppet Val is also somebody I've never had sex with, and for a good reason.
Muppet Valley, she makes your dreams come true. When you're having sex and it's weird and you don't want to have it in your butt, just close your eyes and make believe, and she won't be in your butt.
Sure.
Wow, Ludwig. Wow, I looked long. Fucking shit. I took longer than Ludwig did.
That is.
He said out loud as he giggled to himself.
That isn't Muppet Val. That's just Bubs. He's broken.
Larry finished washing all the dishes.
No, just go full on Bubs. Just do the delivery.
This is Muppet Val.
No, that's Onion Bubs.
No.
That's not Onion Bubs. That's drawn by the cheat Bubs.
This is Onion Bubs.
And that's even more painful, yes.
Yeah, that somehow actually hurt me too.
It's designed to hurt people.
Logan said, taking out his serrated penis.
What the fuck?
Why do you have a fucking cheese grater dick?
I just like the idea of him whipping it out and saying, it's designed to hurt people.
Oh my goodness. Yes, Laza, I'll take you out.
Which the last one to leave always had to do. How Ludwig could bear it, he had no idea. And walked up the stairs, trying to find Ludwig, which he did easily. He could hear the soft music from his brother's piano from anywhere. Larry's hearing is far better than his siblings. He didn't bother knocking this time. He just walked in. Wow, Ludwig! I don't know what you did, but Lemmy and Iggy seem closer than ever, Larry exclaimed. Ah, oh, hi, Larry. You should have really knocked first, you know, Ludwig gasped, startled by his brother.
I know, sorry, but what you did, it was amazing, Larry said as he sat next to his brother. What did you do?
Well, let's just say that sometimes tricky questions are solved with simple answers, Ludwig said, dodging a bullet.
So there's a simple answer to why Wendy is so spoiled? Larry laughed.
Ludwig laughed with him.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha. That, sadly, we'll never figure out.
Hee hee. Okay, Luddy.
Larry chuckled, caught in the moment. What?
What?
I mean, Ludwig.
No, Larry.
What did you call me?
Luddy? I think it sounds, you know, kind of cute.
I'm leaving.
I'm sorry for calling you that.
Nope.
Oh, that's okay.
Get away from your mic. I can hear you 10 feet away.
You can call me that if you want. I was just kind of, you know, surprised.
No, no, this is all kinds of no.
That's all silly. Ludwig tussled Larry's hair, which made him blush slightly.
Also slightly flatulent.
Well, I'm gonna go for a swim in the pool. Wanna join me, Luddy?
Larry asked without much hesitation.
It's more fun to say Ludy.
Ludy. Sure, Larry. I'll be right there.
Larry left the room in a hurry, leaving Ludwig a bit of time to think about things.
And when she masturbated constantly, passed out, and just never went swimming, the end. Next up is David being refereed by Sean. Also, damn, this story's kind of long.
Yeah, it's 35 pages.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll finish it by the time the season's over.
Or we'll extend the season.
Again?
Nope. That ain't happening.
I mean, we will, but...
David.
David.
What if...
David.
What if I am like Lemmy? What
living
if...
like Lemmy?
No, it can't be.
Metal Gear.
I'm straight. I've dated lots of girls, but I've never actually kissed one. Or done anything, for that matter. Oh, God. This is not going to be a very fun couple of days.
Oh, that's a Ludwig. Lie.
Psycho-mantis.
Oh, Ludwig, honey. You can be both, baby.
Oh, finally.
I've read what's on your memory card.
Do I
Elmo's lessons on Sesame Street.
No!
Do I need to bend over and spread these sweet cheeks?
Why was there a question mark at the end?
Because he needs to bend over and spread them precious cheeks. Anyway, Ludwig grabbed a pair of shorts. Grabbed a pair of shorts and walked out the door, where he once again caught Lemmy and Iggy holding hands, walking towards their secret room. Brushfire, I didn't see what that said. Do you think love can bloom on a battlefield?
I know love can bloom on a battlefield.
But love is...
myself.
Wait a minute. Love is a battlefield, so how can love bloom on the same battlefield that love is?
Because love begats love.
Begats.
And even though Metal Gear is a nucleological platform.
Nucleological? platform?
Yes, shut up. Yeah. You two better be more careful. He yelled this out. You two better be more careful. He yelled out, making sure he caught their attention. Lemmy looked back and saw Ludwig laughing to himself as he was walked out of the door to the pool.
Well, Iggy, good thing that wasn't dad.
Lemmy chuckled.
Mm-hmm. And where wouldn't you been good?
Liggy.
you barely had words at the end of that one.
Shut up.
No, it's not shut up. It's funny
no,
and you know it.
Been drinking, Steve. Come on.
David, drinking is part of our lifestyle. We are the monasteries of drunk.
This is the reason I'm not allowed to go to work.
Is this also the reason why your doctor says your liver is prone to early failure?
Well, no, this is the reason my doctor says my liver has shriveled up into what appears to be an organ-shaped raisin.
Your liver is now escargot.
Yes, it's pronounced escargot, first off.
Fuck!
No,
oh my
not.
God!
Anyway, I've got a drink for my mistake. Oh, yes.
It's pronounced escarpigots.
What is that, a Pokemon?
It's pronounced snail.
Yeah.
Snile.
Oh, yeah. Make the bad, bad.
Snile.
Snile.
That sounds like a Pokemon. Like, it'd be like a ground water type, so it'd be like fucking Quagsire, but a fucking snail.
No, it's an electric eel with a shell, and it's badass.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Let's do that. That's my personal Pokemon.
I don't have any smart comebacks. So
no. My OC, do not steal. Snile.
It's from what? We had Pokemon Uranium, so now we have Pokemon Plutonium.
Yeah. Yes. Or Pokemon Cesium 241 or whatever.
Ooh, yeah. Put an isotope identifier on it. Oh, yeah. It's awesome. Iggy replied after his initial seconds of thinking they were caught. Re-gripped Lemmy's hand. Lemmy smiled back at him.
Well, Iggy, here we are.
Lemmy said as he opened up a door leading into the secret room.
Wow, Lemmy, this place looks really old.
Iggy exclaimed.
That's what I said too. Wrong too. This is where Ludwig talks to me. It was just deserted and left here as it was. But old Dad probably.
Yeah. Did I say that right? Probably?
Yeah.
Probably. Like,
the alien approached Logan probably.
Right. Logan spread them, pressed his cheeks, and the alien was like, oh,
he spread his cheeks spreadily.
Spreadily.
Yep.
Spreadily also sounds like a Pokemon, incidentally.
That like another pre-evolution for Chansey and Happity or whatever?
Yes, Spreadly.
Only it's like two cheeks. That's all it is.
Oh, God. creepers.
I love it how nobody will get that joke forever.
Well, they could go to the Nighthorse Media YouTube channel and fucking watch the Creevers video over and over again, finally giving us that sweet ad revenue dollar.
Well, because I cut out the intro for the live opening, they're just going to go back and listen to other episodes.
No, it's on there!
Just for Warsh.
It's on there. Warsh. Oh, that's a different thing. Creevers.
Suddenly, Nighthorse Media has been
looking up the video and read.
David's still looking up.
No results found. What? Steve, did you delete our channel?
No.
Maybe I spelled Creevers wrong then.
Maybe you spelled Creevers wrong.
Laughing to self, dead caught. Oh, fuck. Where are we? Fuck.
We're at Probly.
Probly?
Oh, yeah, Probly, that's right. Probly. Okay,
there you go, David. I even spelled it correctly. Creevers.
But old Dad probably just forgot about the place.
The twins laughed at their bad joke.
Hey, Lemmy. I'll ask you something. Anything, Leggy? Anything, Iggy? Well, what if someone finds out about us? Don't worry, Ludwig won't tell anybody. No, I mean, what if someone sees us hold hands or something? Oh, well, I don't know. I really don't care. I'll proudly love you no matter who finds
you.
It'll probably love you no matter who finds out, Iggy.
Flub.
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 What is flub?
It is.
Baby, don't flirt me.
Don't flirt you. I'll flirt you all I want, Steve.
I didn't say flirt. I said flirp.
No, I said flirt.
David, you can flirt all you want. You are the top contender for stealing me away, according to Val.
Right. That's weird. Why do you think that, Val?
I said him and probably Sean.
I don't have any hot poontang action to, like, lure him away with.
There's a reason why she isn't necessarily that concerned.
It's because Steve-O keeps saying that you guys should get married.
I don't want to get married to you, Steve. No.
Also, I said, what happens if we have kids and they turn into David?
Oh, God. like, one day they're, like, 7 years old, and then the next day they're just me.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad, how you doing?
Oh,
what
God,
the fuck
God.
Happened to you?
No!
Oh, you know, uranium and cesium 237. Some strontium happened.
Oh, I feel so uncomfortable. Val, I'm getting a divorce, but it's due to my own inadequacies.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Don't ever make that laugh after making a joke about being my children.
Hey, Dad.
Thanks, Lemmy.
Iggy gave him a soft kiss on the side of his muzzle.
No, thank you.
They both laughed.
Well, why did you want to show me this place?
Iggy asked.
Because, silly, no one never comes here.
So?
So that means we could be alone here whenever we want to do something.
Let me ink it. Oh, ink.
Let me ink it, Wiggy.
Oh, shit.
So no. This has turned into a Splatoon fic.
This is like the early days of the first fanfic readings of OCAD. I am actually very drunk right now.
Aw, David, honey. Or, I'm sorry. Aw, son, no.
Don't worry, Dad.
Son?
Son, I'll go get you the puke pail.
No, Dad.
Son, I will not have you throwing up on my floor.
Dad, I ought to throw up on the floor. Dad, it told me to.
Or told you to?
Yeah, I'm really drunk, Dan.
Alright, son, I'm gonna call poison control. You need to tell me which plants you ate.
I ate the one that has the seven leaves, Dan.
It's poison. Oh.
Boomhauer gave it to me, Dan.
Anyway, please continue.
Okay. No one's do something. Lemmy winked at Iggy.
Oh, I get you.
If for being really smart, you were kind of clueless, bro.
Lemmy said jokingly.
This is all my fault. Your pretty face was distracting me.
Iggy softly replied.
Oh, thanks, Iggy.
Lemmy hugged his twin.
Hey, Lemmy, I'm kind of hungry. How about we go ask Daddy to make us some grub?
Sure, Iggy.
Lemmy happily
responded.
Didn't
they just eat?
I don't know. Like,
you don't get... Wait, you don't get hungry right after...
I get hungry every 3 minutes.
I get hungry after every sexual tension incident I have in my life.
So well, David, that explains why you always eat when we're talking.
Right. I'm like, God, I need some Denny's right about now.
You know, David and I are just talking about, you know, the same kind of bullshit. He's like, man, I could go for a Dinty Moore.
Yeah, fuck no. God, Dinty Moore is disgusting.
So, truth be told... Did you know Rift Trax did a 30-minute short called This Is Hormel?
No.
And they showed how Dinty Moore is made.
You?
It is very... They showed how Dinty Moore and Spam are made.
Like, I tried Dinty Moore. I, like, bought, like, 4 at the commissary in, like, 2009. All right, hold on.
One, you bought 4.
Hold on. Here's the story. All right, I bought 4 at the commissary because they were on fucking sale, and I was trying to eat healthy.
That's healthy to you?
Hold on. Let me fucking finish. I was trying to eat healthy, so they had those little Dinty Moore fucking, like, ready-to-eat soup meals or whatever. And I was like, all right, I need something for lunch for the next week while I'm at work because I work the night shift and there's nothing to open in the middle of the goddamn night. So I go and I'm like, all right, here we go. Let's eat this thing. I cook it up. I'm like, all right, here we go. Settling in. I sit down, fucking Stars of Poker or whatever is on the TV. So I'm sitting there. I'm eating lunch and I take the first bite. And I'm like, this is fucking gross.
All right.
Get home and I'm like, at the time, I was married to Ashley still, and I was like, all right, wife, we got to talk about this.
We got to talk about the fact that you wasted money on this.
Right. I bought these thinking that they would be a good lunch thing. There is no good here. And I'm like, here, try this. Put this in your gob.
All right. So
and then she was like, all right, thing. I'll eat it. Here's the... She took a bite. She's like, this is fucking gross. I'm like, yes, it is. We have to throw these out. No one must know we bought these. And I'm talking about it at 9:45 on a Wednesday night in 2018.
Yep.
Shit, I shouldn't have done that.
And you're drunk.
Creeper is the first Chima review Steve posted. I'm watching it right
Don't
now.
Don't watch it.
No.
You're still not done.
Finish reading first.
Hold on. I got to get the ba-ba-ba part.
No, you do that later.
You need to finish reading.
All right, cool. It happens 12 seconds into the video, so it's
fine. Ba 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 Creavers.
Right. I used to be like, God, I looked
You
great
used to
back
be
then.
Like God.
Logan, you
David was
back
a man
too.
Of the cloth you. Back in the day.
Hey, I just look better these days.
Well, no, I know you look better than that now. You still looked good back then, too.
Back when he was 5.
Back when I was 5.
No, he wasn't 5. He was 20. It's 2 0s.
I was older than 20 at that point.
It's 2 0.
It's not 2 0s. It's 2
He was 0 0. He was born.
You were 200 back then, Logan.
Yeah, it's true.
Go ahead.
I'm also 5 and immortal.
fucking food. They went to go get food. Grub. Ludwig, FUD, food, FUD, FUD, food. I gotta go get grub. Where was it?
David, where Did were you?
Sure, Iggy.
Sure, Iggy?
Shriggy.
It's Shriggy? Right at the bottom of the page.
Shriggy.
Sure, Iggy. Lemmy happily responded as the two left the room and down the hallway.
After a bit of time walking and enjoying each other's company, they came across Ludwig's room where they heard a very strange noise. It was like...
God, I hope they like me. Three ways. Yes.
Hey, what do you think that noise is, Iggy? Wait, no, that's how that goes.
Noise is Iggy. Wait,
what do you think that noise is, Iggy? Lemmy asked, slightly concerned.
Three ways.
It's just David going, ba 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 ba. It never actually gets to Creevers. He just does that over and over again. All right, next up is me being refereed by Logan, and this will round us off for the night.
God, Logan, like Steve. Oh,
I don't know, but who says we can't find out? Find out.
FND out. Iggy said.
One letter off of mean F and F.
As he opened the door, only to see a huge mass of pink going through Ludwig's bed. Oh, the slime river from Ghostbusters 2 was rerouted to the castle.
No!
Gah.
You know, we have to take it something.
What are you two doing here?
Gotta take control. Gotta take control.
Roy barked at the twins.
Making sure that you leave. Now.
Lemmy yelled, obviously furious at Roy.
Oh, what are you going to do? Fight me? I'm going to squish you in 2 seconds flat.
I like Aussie Pirate. This is a good voice, Dave.
It's a pretty good voice.
Roy often used this talk to intimidate people.
No, actually, I'm going to tell Ludwig that you're in here, and he can deal with you. You feel tough enough to face Ludwig, Roy?
Iggy came back
You feeling tough enough to face Ludwig, brother?
Intimidating Roy.
Hey, fine, I'll leave. I already have what I was looking for anyway.
Roy laughed and tucked something into his shell.
Hey, what was that?
Iggy asked Roy.
None of your business. Now, did you want me to leave or not?
Roy shouted. I'm sorry.
Now, did you want me to leave or not?
I'm sorry, neighbors.
They're not.
Nope.
Fine, Roy. Get lost.
Lemmy finished as he pulled Iggy out of Roy's way. Lemmy closed Ludwig's door and kept walking with Iggy down the stairs into the kitchen.
What do you think that was about?
Iggy asked.
I don't know, but I have a feeling we'll find out.
Lemmy replied in a concerned tone. We're on page 12 of 35.
At the pool. Come on in, Luddy. The water's perfect.
Larry said as he swam about the pool. Anybody who's named Larry and sounds like that, you really should have voiced Sonic the Hedgehog. His shell laying beside the pool.
I'm not really a water person, Larry. What do you mean?
It makes my hair all wet.
Yes. I mean, yes.
And Nessie.
He's like, wrong. He likes to keep his shirt on when he goes in the pool, except he's wearing his shirt over his hair.
That doesn't work. You have no idea how long it takes to make this hair look good, brah. Ludwig thought of a lame, on-the-spot excuse to hide his real reason, which was apparently he melted in water. Larry stepped out of the pool in front of Ludwig, nothing but shorts on.
Well, if it doesn't make my hair messy, yours will be fine. Mohawks are very hard to make perfect.
Larry shouted and he jumped back into the pool.
It's not as hard as making my hair, bro.
Ludwig laughed.
Bro.
You know, Luddy, I can almost swear I saw Iggy and Lemmy walking far down the halls on my way here, and they were holding hands again!
Larry added in and stopped swimming.
Again!
Ludwig looked shocked.
Yeah, I could swear I saw it at breakfast,
but the wrong two.
You, again, phonetically correct. You were probably imagining it, Larry. Well, if I wasn't, is that a bad thing if they were? I never thought they were gay before, but...
There's no but, god damn it.
You said whale butt.
But.
Well, I kind of suspected Lemmy, but Iggy? No way! Well, what if they are? Ludwig got extremely uncomfortable whenever someone talked about gays.
Just like most politicians.
Yeah.
Oh, burn.
Oh, hold on. Give me 30 seconds to be not funny. Oh, it's too quiet. It doesn't
take 30 seconds. That just happened.
There we go. I promised and delivered.
You did it, Steve. Well done.
I don't know. It's just weird to think about since they're family, Larry said with a hint of confusion. Is it normal if siblings fall in love? Everybody together. One, two, three. Yes.
No, no, it's not normal.
It's not fucking normal.
It's not normal.
I'm sorry. I meant to say siblings no.
Steve-O, are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Is there something you didn't tell me?
Pretty sure. Well,
yeah,
normally...
Do you have sexy time with your brothers?
Well, normally people don't. They fall in love with someone else. But I personally see nothing wrong with it. That was the story, not a confession. Improper timing, author. Thanks so much.
Sure.
Anyways, that... Yes, I have two siblings, Scout. I have two younger brothers. I am the oldest of three, and I have always pushed the boundaries.
I have one younger brother.
Maybe don't say you always push the boundaries after reading what we just read.
Yeah.
I have one younger sister and one older sister.
I have the older one.
Well, that's cool.
No, she's not.
Anyways, we're done, like David is with Dinty Moore.
I'm not done with Dinty Moore. I could go on for days.
You don't need it.
Hush the girl. A lot of cats have that name.
What?
What?
Sorry. I'm scrolling through YouTube right now. One of the related videos is Black Dynamite. Hush the girl. A lot of cats have that name.
Thank you to Sam for trying to be guest. We'll fix you next time. And thank you to the hosts. Join us next week as we read more about familial love and tell you again where you can legally marry your cousin.
That's a good ass Tanuki Princess Peach.
I don't think you can legally marry your cousin anywhere.
Actually, there are a lot of states where you can. There are a lot of states where you can. You'd be surprised.
Your first cousin?
You'd be surprised, Logan.
You know what? We'll just talk about it now.
No, we won't.
Yeah, no. How many states, Dave?
I don't know, like 16?
In Maryland, first cousin marriage is legal.
Boom! That's like 1/16 of what I said. So progressive.
This is probably the only case where, like, Texas and Maryland are swapped. In Texas, it is a criminal offense.
Ooh, like, you could lose your voting rights for it?
Apparently. Like,
I really love my cousin.
That's only if it's a felony.
I don't know if I could risk losing my voting rights. We got to make sure that these gun nuts stay in power.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
That'll get out of the episode, so it's fine.
All right. Where first cousin marriage is allowed: Alabama, Alaska, California, Colorado, Connecticut, District of Columbia, Florida.
Yo, in D.C.?
In D.C., it is legal. So you can technically be a politician and marry your first cousin.
Wow.
Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, not surprised, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia.
See?
There's a lot of states on there I didn't expect to hear.
I fucking told you, Logan, you didn't believe me. But now you believe me.
It's great. I'm not even going to finish it.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Traveling by Tim Sheehy. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.